Blog Talk Radio.
September 11th. We just want everybody to know that our prayers are with the families of the firefighters and all of the men and women that gave up their lives to protect us. We want to just take some time and say that we will never forget. This is going to be a very interesting show today, being that it's today of all days. We were hoping that we could start out with positive news, but of course, here we go. We're going to get right into it because we do have a short show today, but we have a lot to talk about. So I wanted to start the show off today talking about last week and all of the games and a lot of the shockers and a lot of the surprises. But unfortunately, again, we have to focus on the New England Patriots. Now, I know here everybody goes that thinks that my show is all about the New England Patriots, but it just so happens that we are always somehow in the news. So today we are in the news yet again, and so we're going to get into that right away. If you have any opinions or you have anything to say or any questions for me about my take on what's going on right now, you guys can call in. The guest call-in number this evening is 917-889-7828. I will try to get to you as soon as possible, so just stay on the line and just wait for me to pull you on. Again, this is Gameplay. We are live from New York City here Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so jumping right into this, allegedly last night reports broke that Antonio Brown is being accused by a young woman named Brittany Taylor of sexual assault. Now, I have been following this story since last night when I first found out about it, and I, you know, my view on this, I will talk to you guys about it. I will explain to you about it, and then I will talk to you about my football perspective and where I think this takes New England. Now, I read all the reports, and now, although I do not condone any kind of sexual assault or rape or violence, domestic violence, you know, against anybody for that matter, because both sides can be affected by this. I do feel like the story as a whole has a lot of holes in it. Very incomplete. There's a lot of things that I want answers to that before I can make a complete judgment. But again, the negativity that surrounds the players of the New England Patriots, it's tough, and it's especially tough being a fan. So you want to side with the players most of the time, but, you know, in reading the facts, to get yourself caught up in a situation where someone might be able to bring some allegations against you is just not smart to me. I don't know if he did it or not. Obviously, I feel if he, you know, had anything to do with the things that she's saying, you know, he should be punished, in my opinion. However, after reading through the story, I'm not really sure where I stand or what to believe. So I don't want to say that, you know, the young woman is lying, but I definitely want to say that I don't feel like we're getting the whole story here. A couple of things that I'm not clear on is she says that this happened over three separate occasions, obviously last year and the year before. I'm confused as to why these allegations are just coming out now. Now, I do understand that it is a difficult position that, you know, she is in if these allegations are true, and it is maybe she felt as though no one would believe her if she came forward and, you know, talked about a superstar like Antonio Brown, because, you know, in all actuality, it is kind of unbelievable. Like, it's hard for me to believe that he would need to do something like this, especially with a young woman who it seems that they've had a relationship prior to this. Says that they met at a Bible study, which is kind of ironic in its own sense. So I'm just a little confused. You know, she's an athlete. You know, they probably had a lot in common. So I'm just confused as to why you would put yourself in a situation like this. And then also on three separate occasions. Also, you know, in the instances that she's, describing, I'm wondering why weren't the police involved? I'm wondering why didn't she go to the police? Why did she just go for money? Obviously, everybody knows that this is a civil lawsuit, and that basically means that, you know, she is saying that she deserves to be compensated for the suffering that she went through. So I'm just wondering, if somebody raped me and I'm going to go public with it, I'm going to make a criminal case for this. I'm just as confused as to why she only wants money out of the situation. I also did read that she was willing to cooperate with the NFL after she gets married. So apparently she's getting married this weekend, and I'm just wondering, on a Tuesday, why would you file complaints against somebody who is already in the news being trampled through by his poor behavior and the way he behaved in the Raiders? And all of a sudden now on a Tuesday, all of this comes out as well. I'm wondering if this was a long time coming. I'm wondering if a lot of people knew about this before we did. I'm wondering if this isn't something that is just out of the blue. Because for the public eye, it does seem like this just came out of the blue. And it's definitely not something that if I was getting married, I'd be wanting to deal with on my wedding week. This is not the memories that, you know, I would want to have on my wedding week about a man who's, you know, sexually assaulted me on multiple occasions. So I'm just wondering how this is going to play out. I'm wondering what the league is going to do. We really haven't heard anything from the NFL. We really haven't heard anything from the commissioner. Everybody's being hush-hush. Nobody's saying anything. So we know just as much as you know. So it puts us in a difficult position because you want to take football and you want to take his personal life and you want to separate them because we want to get back to football. We want to talk about football. This is not what we want to talk about. We don't want these kind of distractions in the game. So when I'm getting on here and I'm getting ready to talk about this New England Miami game and the addition of Antonio Brown to the offense and what kind of damage they're going to do, now we're not even sure if he's going to be playing. Some people are expecting the league to respond, you know, within the next few days. And if they don't respond, you know, at a certain amount of time, then, you know, he won't be suspended for this week, but the suspension could be coming. So we're just kind of in limbo right now and knowing what happened. I don't want to say that I believe anybody either way. Obviously, Antonio Brown's lawyers have come on and they have denied all of the claims that this young woman is claiming. And so it's going to be a case of he said, she said, and whose story sounds better. But I'm just telling you, from what I read, you guys, I really don't know where I stand. I don't want people to think I'm really insensitive to this young woman's claims, but some of the story just don't make sense to me. I'm being realistic. If I came out with this story, you know, the week before my wedding, I'm just wondering where my head's at. How can she even focus? And then to say that she's been suffering this whole time, I would imagine that you would have went to the authorities or have spoke to someone prior to this. And then who knew about this beforehand if she did tell somebody? I want to know how many people are actually involved in this. She said that she did confide in some people, and obviously there were some text messages that, you know, sounded a bit like, you know, something happened, but we don't really know what happened. So I would like to not focus on this until we have a definitive answer of, you know, who did what. But again, me being a Patriots fan, this affects a lot of what I want to talk about with New England's offense and what it would be like to have Antonio Brown on the roster. So it doesn't look like this week we will have to deal with him not being there, because I think the league will have until tomorrow to make that decision, or else he'll be playing for the week. So he was at practice today. I watched a little bit of the news earlier. He was at practice today. He did complete a full practice. He actually did well. They talked positively about him being there. However, they did not, you know, speak about the case at all, not one little bit. You guys know how Bill Belichick is. I did watch a little clip of his press conference, and he definitely did not want to hear anything about the sexual assault allegations. So they did say they're taking it serious, and they should. They should figure out what's going on, and they should figure out who's lying. Because either way, you know, this is not a situation you should play around with, and it's not fair to, you know, whoever the victim is in this situation. Everybody wants to automatically assume that he's guilty because of the way he was acting, you know, in Oakland and the way he behaved with the Raiders. But, you know, I don't think these situations have anything to do with each other. I think in general, he is a hothead, and that's just the type of person that he is. And I feel like he, like Dez Bryant, have negative connotations linked to them. But when a serious situation like this happens, then you look at their past behavior and you want to link the two together. And I don't know if that's fair in this situation. So that is my perspective on that. That's how I feel about that. You know, obviously we'll keep discussing this issue as, you know, the story keeps developing. I do obviously want to get to the bottom of this like you guys. I just feel that we just have to wait and see what happens. We got a long week ahead of us, a great week of football coming. We should be excited. Week one was amazing. A lot of shockers. Some things that I didn't think were going to happen, some things that I thought was going to happen, some things I'm, you know, sitting at the edge of my seat. You guys know me. I do try to watch all the games, or at least a little bit of every game if I can, so I can tell you guys, you know, definitively where I stand. So let's real quick, let's do a recap of, like, what I felt last week was, you know, some of the best games. You know, we started out on Thursday. I told you guys that I thought that Chicago was going to win that game. I was confident in their defense. I really thought that it was going to be a good chance for them. So obviously they disappointed a lot of people. But I still think that they're going to go far. I still think that they're going to make the playoffs. They're still, you know, one of my top teams. But I'm definitely not as confident in them as I was before. Let's talk about the Titans' defense. They had a very good game. I think that we did not think that they were going to play that well. I feel like they did better than we thought, and I'm looking forward to watching them play. Now, you know, last year they thought they were going to get somewhere. They, you know, they lost in the last minute, but I think the Titans are going to be surprising. So that was a shocker game for me. Hopefully you guys got a chance to watch all of the football, or at least the highlights. So I definitely did not expect the Titans to do as well as they did. So I'm going to have to keep an eye out on them, because definitely they were on the bottom of the list. But who are they playing? The Browns, who we expected to be great. We expected Odell Beckham to have impact on the game. But they kind of fell flat. So I'm interested to see how the Browns bounce back from this. I still have faith in them. I'm hoping that it wasn't a fluke, and I'm hoping that OBJ didn't go to the Browns for no reason. That's another thing. I was like, what a waste of a wide receiver. So, especially to be on a team that cannot win or cannot go anywhere. So, I'm hoping the Browns turn this around, and I'm hoping that we see something better from them this week. Another shocking game. Oh, the Colts. That's what I wanted to talk about, because I told you guys week one, I told you guys watch out for the Colts. I told you that they will probably get a wild card spot, and the way they play the Chargers, now everybody was going for the Chargers, and the Chargers still ended up winning. But I told you, the Colts gave them a little bit of run for their money. I told you, the Colts, they got Jacoby Brissett behind center, and I think, you know, he's not the best, but he's going to shock you. He can extend plays. He's a big guy. You know, maybe he's not going to run for 50 yards, but he's going to keep you in games. He's not going to help you lose the game. So I'm excited to watch them play. I'm telling you guys, Colts this year, they are going to get a wild card spot. They're not as bad as people think. Another game that I was kind of shocked at, the 49ers. You know, I'm fighting back and forth with my cousin. He's telling me the 49ers are going to be good this year. I really didn't want to believe him. They shocked me, you know. They played really well. Their defense stepped up, and they took out Tampa Bay at home. So I'm proud to see them doing better, especially after Garoppolo has come back from his injury. I did see, you know, in a couple missed passes and a couple scares, you know, so I think they still got a lot of work to do, but they're another surprising team that I did not pick to go to the playoffs that just might surprise us this season. Another game, oh, what was that, Monday night, Houston playing the Saints. I was fighting back and forth a lot with the Saints. I told you guys I ended up picking the Saints at home to win, which they did win. So, you know, my picks last week were pretty good, you guys. But I was shocked at the way Houston played. They weren't bad last year, but I didn't expect them to be this good this year. And I didn't expect them to not give up. I think that's why they, you know, they came back and well, actually, you know, they were winning most of the game, but I think that's why they came back in the end with the fight. So I'm interested to see if they don't even win their division this year. I like Houston. I like the fight in them. Deshaun Watson, he's amazing, obviously. He's got a few wide receivers making big plays for him, and they're throwing all the way down the field, so they're cherry-picking the whole time, and it's hard to cover like that, and especially when you got guys that can actually catch the ball and make these crazy catches. I think Houston's going to be fun to watch this year. So I obviously did not pick them to go very far, but I think Houston might be in the top four. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. Also, what shocked me, after all the drama, after losing Antonio Brown, after everybody saying, are the Raiders anything worth it, they beat up Denver. I was shocked. You know, I had Denver to win that game. Raiders did win. I fell asleep towards the fourth quarter, and the Raiders pulled that the game, but I was shocked to see that they win. I was shocked to see that the way they played, they came together as a team, especially after all the drama. So I don't really think they're going anywhere, but and obviously neither are the Broncos at this point, because if you can't beat the Raiders after all the drama that they're going through. Joe Flacco, I don't know. I wish him the best, but he didn't look too good on Monday night. So I'm shocked. I feel like this is more of a win for the Raiders than a loss for the Broncos, because I don't know if the Broncos were going to be good anyway, and I don't think they were going to any playoffs. So I didn't have them on any list of mine. I think this is more of a win for the Raiders here. So I was shocked to see them win. I hope they have a better season than they had last year, but I still don't think they're going anywhere either, you guys. But that was a shocking game. So what else did I have on my list? Oh, Miami. That was the last big team. I could not believe that Baltimore really put up that many points on Miami. I think they were just throwing the ball down the field. I didn't really watch that game. I watched the score run up, and you know, after that, I knew it was going to be a blowout. So I was moving back and forth between other more interesting games, but 50-10. Like, we're talking college scores here, 59-10. And I'm sure those 10 points came in, like, garbage time or something, because I'm sure that defense, you know, played hard all night, or, you know, maybe it was a lot of three and outs. But I just don't understand how Miami can lose that bad in game one at home, nonetheless. So, obviously, this week coming up, Miami is at home again. So, home twice, and now New England is coming in. Now, we can talk about this game where New England does lose to Miami. We do play poorly out there. They do play us hard, and for some reason, we get beat every time, which I was hoping Antonio Brown was going to be on the team, because if Antonio Brown was on the team, then, you know, we would have a better chance of covering this ridiculous
19-point spread that the books are saying. So with that being said, Miami's at home again. New England's coming in. So what do you guys think? I mean, I am, like, pretty confident that Antonio Brown is going to be playing, and I feel like if that is the case, you know, we should have no problem beating them at home. I don't think that even though we've had trouble in the past, that this is a Miami team that is a contender. I feel like Miami may lose, they may lose every game. And they may win one game that's like, you know, at the end of the season where somebody got to lose. But I, from what I did and did not see, just looking at the score, I don't feel like Miami is going to be anywhere this year. And also, I did see some reports that a lot of Miami players were talking to their agents about getting trades. So how are you players already talking about getting trades after game one and then you telling me that you have a focused locker room? I don't see it there. So we are getting into a little bit of next week. That was my last Shocker game, and let's go into the week coming up. So we can talk about New England and Miami first. Obviously, you guys, this week I'm taking New England over Miami. I am praying that they cover this 19-point spread. Fantasy is going to be crazy this week. I think Brady's going to have a big game. I'm hoping that he gets the ball to the end zone and Sonny Michel can run it in for a few touchdowns. I know all my cousins are probably like, I hope that doesn't happen because they told me not to draft this guy. But I feel like it's going to be, I feel like hopefully he has a big game on Sunday. So, because I definitely lost last week, unfortunately, because of some unfortunate situations that happened. So, I am 0-1 this week for my family fantasy. You guys know I'm in about 6 leagues, but I only really talk about the family fantasy one because that one is the most crazy. So, I did lose last week, and they'll probably never let me hear the end of it, but I got to win this week. I got to at least be 1-1 or else these guys are never going to shut up, trust me. But I told you guys midway through the season we're going to do a family fantasy episode, so you'll get to meet some of these guys. They'll come on, and they'll talk about how they're doing halfway through the season. It'll be a good show. You guys don't want to miss it. So let's get into our picks for next week. Let's start with Thursday, Tampa Bay at Carolina. They're both 0-1. Did you guys see Cam's outfit? Did you guys see Cam's outfit at his press conference after the game on Sunday? I could not believe. I wonder who is his stylist, because you know he has to have a stylist. And so you know he probably tells him or her to pick out the craziest things. But I feel like I can't even concentrate on what he's saying because I'm looking at his outfit. I'm just trying to figure out, is he taking this serious or not? I really don't think he's taking these press conferences serious, but he probably should. Okay, so I'm going to take Carolina, Tampa Bay. I'm just not confident in them. They also lost to San Francisco, who I thought was not going to be good. Not that they were not going to be good, but they now were going to be anything special. And, you know, San Francisco actually might be something special. So I am going to take Carolina over Tampa Bay. That's Thursday Night Football. That is tomorrow, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That should be a good one. Okay, Arizona at Baltimore. Arizona, they warms my heart to talk about this team. You guys, even though I'm in New York, you guys know I'm from, I pretty much lived my whole life in Arizona. So, you know, I have a special place in my heart for the Arizona Cardinals. You know, they really tried to show up. They really didn't give up when the Lions were smashing their faces in. They came back. They tied it up. You know, they definitely didn't want to have a tie, but I'm proud of them for fighting back, but they are not going to beat Baltimore. There's no way that is going to be possible. I wish that I could pick Arizona here, you guys. I know you Arizona's natives that are listening, especially with the Cave Show. I know you guys tune in all the time. I'm very sorry. I know this is an Arizona-based show, but we are neutral in our playing fields here. So I love you guys in Arizona, but there's no way you're beating Baltimore. I'm sorry. Not after the damage that they did to Miami. And even though I think you guys are a better team than Miami, I still don't think you guys are beating Baltimore, especially not at home. So I'm taking Baltimore
Okay, next game, San Francisco, Cincinnati, 1 o'clock p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time, you guys. You know I'll be talking in Eastern Standard because I am now in New York City. I'm not in Phoenix anymore, so you guys will get the times for where I'm at. So I'm actually going to take San Francisco. You know, I'm going to take a chance on them. I hope they don't let me down. I think Cincinnati played well last week, but I'm not convinced. I need to see it twice. I really need to see it twice. They definitely gave the Seahawks a run for their money, but I feel like the Seahawks played bad. I don't feel like Cincinnati played well, if that makes sense to you guys, okay? So I'm going to take San Francisco here. Hopefully they don't let me down. I'm a little worried because it is kind of hard to play in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati is at home. And they did lose, like, you know, kind of like suckerishly to the should have won that game, but they, you know, they ended up losing by a point. So, I don't know. That's going to be a tough call, but I'm going to take San Francisco. L.A. Chargers in Detroit. The Chargers, I probably don't even need to explain why. Moving right along. Minnesota and Green Bay. This is going to be a good game. It's a divisional game. This is Green Bay's at home. I don't know where I'm going here. You know, you never want to bet against Aaron Rodgers. But I like Minnesota. I really like what Minnesota had a good game last. I just don't know, you guys. I'm gonna take Minnesota. I'm gonna go. I feel like they want it. You know, a little bit more. It's hard. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is always and he's at Bay. But I'm gonna pick underdog because I think they're favored by like 2.5 points or something like that. So I'm gonna take underdog. I'm gonna take Minnesota. Jackson, I'm gonna take Houston. They're both 0-1. I think Houston is. They surprised me when they play Saints. Jaguars, you know, I don't know what happened to them on. So we're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, who have a high-powered offense, and I can't really say anything to them about how they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs because they're more on an even playing field with Houston. So if I'm gonna take Houston at home. Houston's probably very upset about the way that they lost to the Saints. So I think Houston has a big win. Houston in this game. New England, Miami. That's the next game. You guys, I already told you. I'm taking New England. Buffalo at New York Giants. Okay, so Battle of New York. This is going to be a good game. I actually wish I could win this game, you know, because this is probably like a good vibe game. But I'm going to take Buffalo. Partly because of the way Buffalo did not give up last week against the Jets. They were down 16-0. They came back and won the game in the fourth quarter. That's just unbelievable persistence. They, you know, they didn't give up. They didn't think, you know, they were down and out. And I remember I was talking to you guys about the Jets, and I thought they were going to be a little sneaky, but, you know, forget all that, okay? The way they played, I totally have no faith in the Jets. It's back to how it always is. I do not believe in the Jets. As soon as I give them a little bit of but Battle of New York, I wish that I could say the Giants are going to win. Obviously, you guys know I have Saquon on my team, so I really hope that the Giants do win because that would mean that he would probably and most likely have a good game. But I like Buffalo here, you guys. I think Buffalo is a little bit more grit. I don't trust Eli. I'm going to take Buffalo on that game. Seattle Pittsburgh 1 o'clock game. This is gonna be a good game. It's at home in Pittsburgh. They probably feel crazy about the way they lost to New England. Seattle's coming off a bear. Cincinnati. I'm gonna take Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh, their defense is suspect. Leave holes open for Russell Wilson. You know, now that I'm running, I might change my mind and take Seattle. I just don't know. But Pittsburgh's at home. You know, they got embarrassed last. You know, I just thought of my final way to pull this one. I think I'm going to take Seattle. Who's favorite on this game, but I think I'm going to take Seattle, you guys. I'm changing my pick live on air. This is Gameplay. We are live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, you guys, so, yeah, I'm going to take Seattle. I changed my pick. Indianapolis Colts. The Colts and Tennessee Titans. Now, Tennessee is at home, and their defense played phenomenal last week. I like the Colts, though. I like the Colts. I feel like they have to win this game. I don't feel like this is a game that they can afford to lose. I feel like they're going to have to show up. But I want to pick Tennessee here. I really want to pick Tennessee. They're at home. They're going to be pumped from last week. I think they're going to come and they're going to win. But the Colts need to win this game. If the Colts want to have a chance at getting a wild card spot, I think this is a game that they can't afford to lose. So I want the Colts to win because of, you know, my picks, you know, that we did last week. I do the playoff picture. But I think Tennessee's going to take this game. And Dallas at Washington, obviously Dallas is going to win this game. Washington did play really well against the Eagles last week. The Eagles did come back and eventually take it. But I also feel that Dallas might be a little bit better than the Eagles. The Eagles did not convince me of anything last week. They played from behind, which, you know, at least they were resilient, but I don't have faith in them. So I'm definitely taking Dallas over Washington. I don't believe in Washington. Even though they played well, I don't think that they're going anywhere. Kansas City at Oakland. Obviously, Kansas City is going to win this game probably by a large amount. I'm surprised that the, you know, spread is not higher. But the Oakland definitely surprised us. The Raiders did a good job. They're at home, but there's no way they're beating Kansas City. Kansas City's defense is trash, but there's definitely no way that Oakland's going to beat Kansas City. Chicago at Denver. Obviously, Chicago's going to win. We already discussed that the Broncos are going home sooner than later. So I'm going to take Chicago here. Even if Chicago let me down last week, I'm going to give them another chance to redeem themselves. They also need to win this game. They cannot go into the season 0-2. That's not a good space for them. And Denver, it wouldn't matter if they were 0-2 or 0-12. It doesn't matter. So Chicago needs to win this game. This is going to be a big game for them. You know, they're at 4:25, so it's an afternoon game, but it should be a good, you know, they should dominate here. So I'm picking Chicago. Their defense should show up. I also have their defense on fantasy, you guys. So I'm hoping that they do a little something special for me, hopefully. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Okay, Saints at the Rams. This is the game of the week, obviously. I don't know who to go with here. I'm obviously, you know, the way the Rams played last week, I was a little frustrated with, you know, with their offense as well. Jared Goff was making some crazy passes that, you know, I definitely wasn't happy with. I thought their offense just didn't gel the whole time, and they never got fluid. So I think I'm going to go with the Saints here. Even though the Saints almost lost to Houston, I feel like Houston is a different animal than the Rams. I'm not saying Houston is better than the Rams, but I'm saying Houston is a different fight than the Rams. So I'm going to take the Saints here, you guys, and I'm going to just take a chance, and we'll see what happens. The Eagles and Atlanta, oh, my God, the way Atlanta Falcons played last week, I don't know if I can even talk about them. But I'm definitely taking the Eagles. Even though the Eagles did not play well, in my opinion, last week, I'm still going to take them. Okay, so we got one more game Monday night, and we are running a little bit low on time, you guys, so we're going to run through this last one real quick. Cleveland at New York Giants. This is probably the most even game. No, actually, it's not. The Cleveland Browns should probably redeem themselves. Well, maybe they should definitely redeem themselves, and they should win this game. There's no reason why they should lose to the Jets. Even after the Jets gave up everything, to Buffalo last week, I feel like the Jets, I was wrong about them. I thought they were going to be good, but I take that back, you guys. I made a mistake. I was wrong. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns here. So now you guys have all my picks. We are coming to an end of the show. I wish we had a little bit more time. I know we wanted to get into some other stuff, but we obviously have to talk about what is going on around the league so I can keep you guys updated with everything and my opinions on those. But I will be back actually on Friday at 1 o'clock doing the Cave Show. Obviously, Paul will be gone, so I'm going to take over the Cave Show, so you guys will get a little bit more. That's why this show was a little bit short this week, because I'll be back for you guys on Friday, which I normally don't do Friday shows, but it will be afternoon time, okay? So that will be 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that I will be coming on and to do the Cave Show. So it won't be gameplay. I'll be hosting the Cave Show, but definitely tune in, and then we'll have a little bit more details. We can talk about Thursday night games, and then we can go a little bit deeper into Sunday's games. So hopefully I will talk to you guys on Friday. I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. I do see you guys in the room here. So remember, we are live every Wednesday night. Usually, you guys, I'm here around 8:30. You know, sometimes I do 9:30, but I will always let you guys know. And you guys can follow me on Instagram. My handle is official_Mimi_C. And also, don't forget to follow the Sports Cave. That's Cave with a K, K-A-V-E. You'll find out all of our show times and all of the latest information on anything in sports. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you guys next week.